This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's summertime, and driving around vacation hotspots like Martha's Vineyard can be a total nightmare. You could try to rent a scooter, but why not take the subway instead? I mean, just take the Blue Line out to Oak Bluffs. Okay, just kidding. There's obviously no T on the Vineyard, and Islanders probably prefer to keep it that way. But for some, it is a nice fantasy, including one artist in Northampton. Here to tell us about it is WBUR's Andrew Phelps. He joins us each week to share what he's blogging about on Hubbub. Hey there, Andrew.
Hey, Meghna.
So why all the hubbub about a fake subway line? I mean, they don't exist, so can you explain?
Sure. So Rob Stewart is a graphic designer. He used to live in Boston and finds MBTA maps beautiful, little pieces of art. He lives in Northampton now, where, of course, there is precious little rapid transit. And he fantasized about having a subway system there, so he created a map with the detail that you might find on a T-map.
You could just put any names on the stops. You could just relocate it to any place, and all of a sudden that place, no matter how rural or how completely unadaptable that place would be to a subway, if you just design the map, it's completely believable.
So he printed a bunch of posters for friends and distributed them. It was an instant hit. Word got out, and now he is inundated with requests from people who live in other cities and towns.
What are some of the other maps he's created?
He's done one for Bar Harbor. He has an entire subway system for the Cape and Islands, including, of course, Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, his hometown of Manchester, Vermont, several others throughout New England, and now he's kind of expanding into other northeastern states. He's selling these as posters and T-shirts, and he says he's doing pretty well. And now a major publisher has approached him for a book deal.
Oh, interesting. So how does he create these maps? I mean, they're obviously fake, but are they accurate?
Yeah, it's funny. People take these really seriously. He has been excoriated on blogs for missing someone's stop or missing their town altogether, even though, of course, the subway system doesn't exist there. So he does a lot of research. Here's Stewart talking about that.
And I get a little nervous about going into a real city where there are real advocates, where there's real politics involved. You know, with the Vineyard in Nantucket, you can just laugh it off. And if I'm going to do that, I want to make sure it's right.
So he interviews people who live there. He uses Google Street View. He reads actual proposals from city planners. It's pretty well-researched artwork.
I imagine people who are long wishing for that Green Line extension know what it feels like to have a fantasy map in their head. But a fun side project for this fellow turns into a business and possibly an urban planning tool.
That's right. And if you'd like to see these beautiful and surprisingly highly detailed maps, you can look at them on Hubbub. Just go to wbur.org/Boston. And we're seeking your fantasy subway line proposals. Just jump into the comments and tell us where you'd like to see rapid transit.
Andrew Phelps, reporter for WBUR.org and our Hubbub blogger, thank you so much.
Thanks, Meghna.